It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's the creativity in the passing routes? The passing tree is so damn outdated. Oh,
he's been saying this for weeks, which is the problem. We were talking about this a month ago, Bonte.
We've been saying it all.
The Chiefs loss.
I feel like we've been saying this since the Super Bowl. And we hear Patrick Peterson, and we hear guys like Kirk Morrison, and we hear Baldy, and we hear everybody. Everything's just inside the numbers. You know, the ball's going in the middle of the field. Now, you could deceive and have all this deception, but at some point, you're going to run out of talent, which the Niners are doing. And so, can we get just, hey, Pearson, I want you to go run a nine route. Go route. Just go.
I mean, we saw that with DK Metcalf yesterday. Ends up making the catch. He kind of stumbled out of bounds. If he stayed in bounds, that would have been a bomb touchdown.
Yeah,
if he didn't back into there, and they end up scoring on that drive anyways. But you saw Jaxon Smith-Njigba multiple times, just in the outside numbers. And again, it goes back to arm strength. I know Jerry alluded to it. He thinks there's enough zip on Brock Purdy's balls.
Yep.
And I'm not saying he doesn't have the arm strength. He's not Anthony Richardson. He's not Patrick Mahomes. But he has a strong enough arm. My whole thing was, in these next couple games, and I wasn't saying, and you actually ended up asking the question I was trying to ask, but I wasn't taking a slight at Jerry or playing in cold weather or players in general. But that stuff matters in these cold weather situations.
Well, we're going to see.
In the two coldest places to play in the National Football League, Buffalo, New York, and Green Bay, Wisconsin, coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some elements. There's rain in the forecast this week in Lambeau Field.
Oh, well, you know what? This is football weather. No rain. What did Jalen Hurts say back in the day with the Eagles?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles, rain, sleet, or snow, the Eagles gonna go. Don't matter.
There you go.
I wasn't mad at that. By the way, I see Eagle fans all in our Comcast business text line right now saying, Bonte, I don't hear you chirp about the Eagles now. Saquon's great. I told you guys, I was worried about the Eagles before the season. I still can't stand you dumbass fans out there in Philadelphia. You still are clowns.
That's
a taste effect that you don't wear face paint every single day with a red nose.
You'll be
you guys are good.
For them next Sunday, though, against the Rams.
Yeah, do us a solid. Beat the Rams. There you go. Fly, Eagles, fly.
There it is.
And then you'll die in the playoffs.
Cut that.
And then you'll die in the playoffs. How about that? How about them apples? 888-957-9570. Let's get to the lines again, man. Line's still jam-packed after the GOAT Jerry Rice. Download the Odyssey app. He wants to see more outside throws. He wants to see more creativity. And they're stacking the box. That's what they were doing yesterday with Christian McCaffrey. Let's go. Get creative.
They're going to do that next week, too, in Green Bay. I bet you better believe it.
So. Oh, Matt LaFleur?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows this. Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt what Green Bay is going to do. Let's go to, let's get down to Fresno, California. Go to Dave. Dave in Fresno. What's happening?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I think this ain't the day or it's not the ball firing anybody. I think the frustrations are valid. I think it's been the same conversation every week. You know, I just think the in-game adjustments aren't there. Obviously, the lack of creativity. What I would have liked to see, and I said this a couple weeks ago when the news of McCaffrey coming back, I wanted to see the three-headed monster running back. I mean, they all show that they're capable. You know, there's no point into running McCaffrey into the ground. You know, every time he gets the ball, it's like three or four guys, you know, taking their shots on him. And, you know, with Brock, it's more of the same. With Shanahan, he gets these quarterbacks who are okay. He's Brock's a little above average, but he tries to do more with less. And, you know, you want to run that back again next year, that's fine. I mean, I don't see any changes for next year. You're going to have the same group, just a little older. And everybody's saying, well, he needs to do this, he needs to do that. What indication have you given anybody that he'd be willing to change anything? I mean, Brock had a quote after the game where he said, what did the coach say? He said, well, basically the player didn't execute. And that's more the same with Shanahan, the lack of accountability. You know, you see that with Debo. You know, you see that with some of the players, his favorite, you know, teacher's pets. They get that from the head coach. So I'm not saying fire him. I would love to see him see it through. But I guess the confidence is lacking with the fans that he hasn't shown any indication that he'll be willing to change, you know, bring in another offensive mind, or, you know, his approach is going to be more of the same going forward. Mm-hmm. And we just got to hope the players execute, and they're not executing.
No.
And I don't know what you can expect for him to change.
Mm-hmm. No, we got to get innovative. Something has to shake here. And well, I wonder what, if we get to any point in the season presser, I may have to go to that. I'm going to go to that one in the season press conference, Shanahan, whenever
King's
that
making
is.
An appearance?
Could be February. Could be January. Who the hell knows? Could be right after the last game of the season in Arizona. We don't even know. But will he be willing to adapt and bring in an outside voice, bring in a new set of eyes offensively and defensively?
Well, he did try to go after Belichick in whatever role he wanted. So to credit there, he tried to get Steve Spagnuolo. He tried to take him from Kansas City, and then Kansas City gave him a fat paycheck and said, no, Steve's good where he's at. So you pivoted to a guy within your own system after you fired Steve Wilks, Nick Sorensen, who's been fine. I don't think he's been awful. I don't think he's been great. He's just been okay, been mediocre. Kind of like this whole team, though. That's the problem. You can't be okay with just mediocrity.
No, they've been mediocre.
And that's just not good enough. And this NFC, it might have been good enough last year. It might have been good enough the year before when the NFC was down. But the NFC's coming up.
No.
The Eagles are for real.
Well, we saw
Lions
that last
are for
year.
Real. Yeah.
We saw last year. Detroit and Green Bay had you on the brink. They had you on the brink. And they were coming. Like, we said this about Dan Campbell Company. They're coming. And you see what they're doing? They're dropping 645 yards on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I know Jacksonville's done, but to smack them 52-6 and do everything you wanted to do, they run the ball, pass the ball, throw it deep, throw it short, run it, screens, Gibbs is so explosive. That's the thing. Explosion. Jameson Williams jogged in on a 65-yard touchdown from the 30-yard line. He was jogging from the 30-yard line with two defenders chasing him. They got speed. Breakaway speed. Jahmyr Gibbs. It's like Mike Tyson punch out. After we saw Tyson and Jake Paul in their money grab Friday night.
Did you watch that, by the way?
Yeah, I had it on. It was a joke. Mike Tyson had the uppercuts that was so fast, right? Well, Jahmyr Gibbs, he's lightning out there on the football field. Like, he is explosive. And I'm looking at the 49ers yesterday at Levi's. I'm saying, you know what? You need to put Garrido on the field. He's got some juice. He's got some explosiveness on a team that's lacking explosiveness. What did Baldy tell us a month ago? Well, I look at the 49ers, I think slow.
Yeah.
Can't be slow in this league, but it has some athleticism. What were we talking about the Warriors all last season? Well, you're slow and unathletic. You get blown by and can't get to the 50-50 balls. Well, what did the Warriors do? They got a little more athletic. They got a little faster, a little quicker, and now they're getting to the 50-50 balls or deflecting ball. They're doing everything.
Just look at all the contenders in the NFC, Bonte. Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Eagles, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. Arizona Cardinals, hell, Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride. Pretty damn good. Minnesota Vikings, Addison, Justin Jefferson. There's a sense here, you're saying, right?
Yep.
At least a tandem.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, and I know you missed Kittle yesterday, even when Kittle's here, is Kittle and Juwan good enough?
I like Juwan.
I like Juwan, too.
You need more.
You need more from the other guys.
You heard it from Jerry.
You
know what we need more from? We need more from Deebo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need more from.
Time for the legal.
You're listening 1095.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I'm going to stall Pearsall out with the two targets and no catches and no yards. Juwan Jennings did what he has to do. But damn it. Debo, Trent Williams, the big money players. Let's go! Can we get off a bump and run for once? Number one looks so slow out of his breaks. As you just heard Jerry Rice say, oh, wherever he lined up and he went, I knew what route Debo was running. And the defense knew what route Debo was running. And he is just, they're all over him. They're all over him. Come on, man.
The Yak, Bonte.
Yeah, that, Yak Bros?
The Yak. Where's it at?
No, the Yak Bros make me want a Yak because there's no Yak happening. The only Yak I'm thinking about is when I watch this team. It's a Hennessy because I need to get drunk watching this damn team. That's the Yak I need right now in the 9 o'clock hour because we ain't getting it on the football field. Yards after catch, we ain't getting that. So I might as well go get the other Yak, the brown stuff. Shout out Build a Piece of Team Hennessy because I need some right now. Let's go to Al in San Pablo. Al, what's happening?
Then after that, you're yakking on yourself. There you go.
Okay. So I've been listening carefully to you and to Jerry, and everyone is agreeing that if something is not working, you got to adjust. You got to have an identity. You got to have a finisher. You got to tweak. The adjustment, I think, and I believe this season is not over. The adjustment, I think, is that we have to put Christian McCaffrey and Jordan Mason on the field at the same time. At the same time, not individually, but at the same time. I think this would make the team unpredictable because the defenses won't know who is going to get the ball in the backfield. And then there's the option of Trent McCaffrey being a receiver and Mason at the running back. The play action would work, I think, quite well. Play action it to Mason, and then now you have McCaffrey as a receiver. But I think that is having both of those athletes in the backfield will make the team a lot more unpredictable, mm-hmm. more creative, and they can finish games. Yeah. Because now you have these two backs in the backfield, and you can finish games because the defense won't know who's going to get the ball. And you can have all kinds of formations lined up that will make them highly effective. What are your thoughts?
I'm with you. I'm with anything. You got to try something new.
I do agree with the caller, too, and to Jerry, that you don't have to set up the run to just start establishing the pass. Notion, pass. That's so old. Like,
Bill Washington throw the ball to set up the run.
All the time.
Set up that defense.
All the time. Throw a deep bomb. Keep the defense honest. Do something.
That's the thing. I watched Joe Burrow yesterday on 4th-and-2. These jokers had a 4th-and-2 on 27-13. I said, it was 27-13. And the guy threw a bomb to T. Higgins against double coverage. He let it fly, and I got up off the seat. I started doing the gritty chest. It's like, what the hell's going on? I said, now that's football. We're seeing deep shots, bombs. Let it fly, please. But maybe you have nobody to let it fly. I don't know. But I'm thinking about Debo, and I'm thinking about now I'm starting to get frustrated. It's 9:07. I'm starting to get frustrated just thinking about reliving this game. I'm starting to lose my cool.
When's the last time Brock Purdy threw a deep bomb?
I don't know. I honestly do not know. How do you not have in your game plan three deep shots a game? Just test the defense. Just throw it up.
You drafted a speedster, too. It doesn't have to be a Debo.
Jacob Cowie.
Right?
Use his speed. Garindo. Hey, maybe you get a matchup on the linebacker. Just run deep. Run past these slow-ass linebackers Seattle brought to the table.
Dare I say the 49ers fans have more faith in Brock Purdy's arm than their head coach?
I guess.
Kind of feels like
I don't
like
know,
it.
Or maybe Purdy's not pulling the trigger. I have no idea. But I'm looking all around the league, whether it's Russell Wilson and his little rainbow throws, or Lamar Jackson, or Josh Allen. Now, I didn't watch all the Buffalo game because obviously I was at the Niner game, and so I don't know how many deep shots they took.
I hated that they were at the same time. I hated that yesterday.
But I'm watching. I saw Joe Burrow on 4th-and-2.
Yeah.
4th-and-2. Game on the line. Said, I'm throwing it deep. He threw that baby deep, and I was like, damn. What can we get that out here? I want some of that action.
I love the aggressive mindset of Doug McDermott real quick yesterday. Like he understands about playing against the Chiefs. You just have to go for it.
Oh, yeah, Sean McDermott.
You can't be scared. He's learned his lesson multiple times against that team. And the AFC in general, the Ravens, another team, and they lost to the Steelers. But that's what it takes to win games like that. put your nuts on the table, so to speak. And I feel like the 49ers, time in and time out this year, they haven't been able to execute when those plays matter most.
Did I read the legal?
Yeah, you're good.
All right. Yeah. I'm not even sure. Right. Elston, Oakland, what's happening? Just want to make sure.
You're good. Keep me honest.
Hey. Good morning.
What's up, Elston?
First of all, man, I'm a realist, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or whatever, but I kind of predicted this team to be 9-8 at the beginning of the year. And right now, one thing that happened made me reverse that and go, they might even finish 8-9. And that was Deebo Samuel putting his hand on another man on the team. All these guys growing up were the biggest, baddest ones on their high school team, their college team for the most part. To make it to the NFL, you got to be that bad, right? And for another man to put his hands in your face and hit you on national TV, that just causes so much dissension on the team. And I don't think that's recoverable this season. Okay, and Brock Purdy has outkicked the coverage for the entire season, and last year and the year before that, he's always outkicked the coverage, for lack of a better pun or whatever. But Tom Brady kind of pointed out in the Tampa Bay game, he missed so many throws. He missed like three or four. Tom Brady was kind of like letting up off. He didn't want to go in on it. He'd be like, man, you can't. He said the guy caught the ball, but he put it in the wrong place. Because if he'd have put it in the right place, that'd have been an extra 35 yards. And you know, I need to make an admission here. I'm not only a client, but I'm also the president of the 49ers Haters Club. and I can't wait till they pay Purdy, because once they pay him, the Super Bowl window is over. I think it's over already. But
so you're a hater. Who do you root for?
I'm a Raider fan.
You loser. Get the hell out of here.
Don't make us look bad, Elston. Come on.
You got Brock Bowers, and that's about it, and a bunch of problems.
Yeah,
bye-bye, Elston. I want to hear from you guys. Win a damn game. How the hell do you lose a game and then start gloating about another team losing? You got your own problems.
Misery loves company.
You got your own damn problems.
Niners will be pivoting that when it comes to playoff football, when they're watching the Eagles on TV. You want to root against
them? No, I won't be rooting for anything. I'm rooting for Lamar.
You did it in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
Yeah, absolutely, because their fan base is despicable.
That's fine.
They're disgusting human beings.
Hate them. It's okay. Sports hate's
good. I almost cursed just now. Talk about the Eagle fans.
No, you're wearing your Chiefs colors today. You're all in. Right, you stop. And T-Swift.
No, it's Mills High School, San Bruno, one of the best public schools on the peninsula.
How they doing in football?
I'm doing all right.
Shout out Palma High School. Big win over Sacred Heart.
How the hell you're a Raider fan?
He said he's the president. Hater. You're the president of the club.
Pumping your chest out. You just got smoked in South Beach.
All according to plan.
Jaime, Nick, stay on hold. 888-957-9570. Last segment of the show. What's your big takeaway from a loss? Is it on Shanahan? Is it on Purdy? We ran a poll yesterday on 95.7 a game. Ran a poll.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.